Good evening and welcome to Monday Meltdown, right here with me, Anisha and Theo. Right now on the line, as we told you before the break, we're going to have a nice little chat with the one, the only, Coach Curry. Good evening, Coach Curry.
Evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm all right, ma'am. I'm all right.
Good evening, Coach.
Busy schedule, though, but yeah, we soldier on. and also evening to the listeners as well.
Coach Curry, Theo here. Welcome once again to the Radio KC on the Monday Meltdown show. I know you are very busy, man, with the existing schedule that you guys currently have with the international under 20 tournament that's taking place. So welcome once again to KC.
Thank you very much, Theo, and thank you for having me.
It's a big pleasure. Coach, we're going to jump straight into it. It's been a phenomenal past few weeks for the SA Under 20 team. I think mostly on all the different platforms, everybody is congratulating you guys for the phenomenal job in building this squad and building this team, becoming the DRC champions, which is a phenomenal result for we as a country. But also with the last few weeks, as we see, that you guys keep on building and keep on bringing new flavor and new players that you guys are producing through the schoolboy system, which making us as the South African rugby public very excited as what is going ahead. I want to know, and everybody want to know, is that what is different from the 2026 squad versus your 2025 squad, which was last year? What changed?
Look, I think, what we did in 2025, it's also something that we started building in 2024 towards the end of the year of 2024, and trying to starting to align the players with the plan that we want to try and take and go forward with going into the TRC that we narrowly lost to New Zealand last year, you know.
Yes.
Then I think we've learned our lessons from that, because beginning of the year we went to Georgia, and all those Georgia tours, they are meant for us to go and fix our, we just to align with the players and also fix our set piece. You know, as we know, Georgians are, they like scrumming, they like mauling and lineouts and mauls, you know. So we thought that was a good plan that we must go and try and go 10 boys into men when you go to Georgia, because You play against senior team there, like a Leno Saracens team, which some of those guys are playing for. They play for the Black Lions, their senior team.
Yes.
So it's more like you will say it's an initiation of some sort. The guys are being sent. We're sending them against household names of Georgian rugby.
Yeah.
But the plan whenever we come back from there is that at least we know our identity. We know where they go forward, you know. So it worked for us last year when we went to Georgia, and also just that we missed out on winning that TRC in Kabeja 2025.
That's great. Then
we learned our lessons from that competition. So we were well prepared going into the World Cup in Italy because of the lessons learned in the past in the Georgia tour and also the Kabeja TRC 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw us that the way we performed in that World Cup, I mean, I think we came with a clean sheet on that one. That was 5 out of 5. So that helped us going. Then we then had to plan for 2026. So as much as we're busy planning for 2026, so that, okay, we needed to assemble the under-19s as early as possible last year. As you may know, that we do have that under-18 series.
That's correct.
Normally played in August. So that's where you see the likes of all our under-18 players, apart from the SA schools team. There's this SA under-18 incoming series where we have France, you have France, Georgia,
England,
and Ireland as well, you know.
Yes.
So we also field two teams there, an SA AIM and SA under-18A team. So that's what we do. But it's meant to develop our players, so that we can grow the pool at grassroots level. So we are not short of players when we need to select, you know, but also exposing them early enough to start playing in the national rugby. Because if you look at the Six Nations countries, all these guys that are playing Six Nations, they play as early as 16th against each other, you know, yeah. England versus Ireland. But it's easy for them because they travel by bus or train. Then they're in another country.
That makes sense. Yes.
So it's not like with us. We're going to have to fly hours and hours to get to other Sanza countries like Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. But then that under 18 has been helping us a lot in identifying the next junior Springbok intake. You know,
good.
So in November last year, we then assembled a squad that we took to Europe and played against France under 19s and also the Irish under 19s. So we spent 2.5 weeks in Europe trying to prepare for this year, you know.
Yeah.
So with the age group team and under 20, remember, you only have them, you would be fortunate to have them for 2 years, but most likely you're going to have the guy for a year, you know. So we've been trying to build a game time under our belt going into all these global competitions. So again, let me say for now, I think we've played together as a team. I'm sitting maybe to correction about 12 times, you know.
Yes.
As a team, so you can start saying, okay, fine, this team is able to go and compete at the global World Cup, you know, rather than having to send a team that is undercooked, which was a big challenge for us in the past. You know, we've hosted the under 20 twice, 2023 and 2024, but we were going to those competitions undercooked because we didn't have anyone to play against, you know, and also with little support, you know. But yeah, we now in a better place in terms of a support and human resource, you know. As I said, we've in November, December, when the Springboks were busy in their own end of the year tour, we were on our own end of the year tour as well, you know, now at the same time.
That is fantastic.
So which means that now SA Rugby has taken a direct approach now in trying to build the next generation of players for the Springboks.
Now, Coach, thank you for that in-depth feedback on that. I believe, and I think the junior box always, you guys as a team, always having pride in confronting also the way you guys playing. I think if we move forward, tomorrow your team comes up against a Fijian team who will be facing, obviously, a Fijian team who could be a threat either on the attack and could be obviously trying to testing you guys on the defense. So it would be interesting to see how the boys come up tomorrow against a Fiji team and to see how this group of players, which I see these changes into the existing squad, I see it's like a rotation policy that you guys also already having the players also adapting to having a break and who's playing in the next phase of the matches. So it will be interesting, but what is your take on are you guys are ready for the Flying Fijians tomorrow?
if as you just said on the last point just now about the policy, the rotation that we've done. You know, I think when we played the last game in Kabiakha against the APs, that team had 231 caps amongst each other, you know. So it's very important for us that we keep building early enough for the next intake of junior ball players, you know. Mm. So if you look at the makeup of this team that is played against Chile on last week Thursday.
Yes.
And also with our team that is playing tomorrow. There's a number of 19-year-olds that are there in that team. So
I saw it, yes.
We are doing that with one eye open for 2027, you know, so that we don't find ourselves wanting in 2027. So the more we bring them early for us, the better for our system to keep on producing good quality players, you know. So it was part of the plan that in this under 20 series, we will bring some of the guys that are in the wider squad to start playing together now yes. in building that time, building that game time together as a team, you know. Then we released some of our players. We released them back to their unions.
Yes.
And some of them were given a break for 2 weeks, for instance. You know, now we're trying to freshen up those guys. You know, so that when those guys come back into the environment again, at least they've been home, because it's going to be long. In the second week of June, we meeting again. We're starting another camp, which is the World Cup camp.
Yeah.
Which is the final camp now, preparing for Georgia next month. So all what we've done at the beginning of the year, since last year, end of the year tour, up to so far, it's all plans in trying to building for the World Cup in Georgia in June, July. So we keep on changing our team so that we don't leave anyone out. You know, we give a fair opportunities to all the players that have shown that they can produce in our system. You know, you know South African rugby, there's a lot of players. You know?
There's a lot of players. There's a big pool, yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy that you can easily go and find right in the deep rural areas of the Eastern Cape.
Exactly.
You know, which you can easily get to our townships here in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find another guy that is good enough that he can play. Just that we keep on finding players. We do trial and error until we get to the guy that we know. This guy does have the potential to become a Springbok, which is very important for us, because we are feeding that system at the senior level. So tomorrow's game, back to your question, tomorrow's game against the Flying Fijian, look, they're very unpredictable.
That's
very,
correct.
Very unpredictable.
Very unpredictable.
So, as you were saying, that they like the flair, they want to give it some air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think what is important for us is just to stick to our system. I think it's something that we did very well against Chile. Even
yes.
though we were winning the game with such a huge score, but we didn't go out of system, where we started showboating and doing all these other things that are out of order, you know. I'm hoping again tomorrow, you know, we'll have that maturity where we just stick to the system, and the system will look after us going forward, you know. Because if you look after the system, in return, it looks after you. That's why you get so many points on the board. It's just because you're looking after the system.
After the system.
So the Flying Fijians, they'll always pose a threat, you know.
Definitely,
they'll always
definitely,
pose
coach.
A threat, but you need to try and nullify those threats early enough and try and take the game away from them, you know.
Coach,
I'm expecting a big game.
Coach, just lastly, thank you once again for that in depth. Just the last question is for you. Can we expecting the same brand of playing that you guys was actually played during the whole TRC? Can we expecting the same? I think you almost answered it already, is that we can have the same discipline structure going forward for all these boys to be on the level that whenever time they get to get into the system and playing the type of rugby.
Look, that's our plan, is that it's high tempo, high skill, high impact.
That's
no other way. We just want to put you under pressure. If we stay on top, you got to stay on top. You know, so we always strive to become better at what we do. You know, we don't get ahead of ourselves, because
that's correct.
We need to remain grounded. We need to remain grounded. There's lots more rugby that we still need to play as a unit, you know. And this is, as I said in the beginning, this is the next generation of Springboks. So we need to teach the correct values going forward.
Going forward, definitely. Coach, we're looking forward for the result tomorrow at Wynberg Boys. We're looking forward that the rest of the Western Cape and everybody in and around South Africa in Cape Town can go out and supporting our junior box playing Fiji at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And we as Radio KC Sports Team and overall in the whole of the Drakenstein area, wishing you guys all the best, very best for the upcoming match and also for the rest of the international series and schedule for you guys. Thank you very much for your time and have a great evening.
Thank you very much to you and your team and also to the listeners as well. Yes, please do come out in numbers. Come and see your kids. Come and see your grandsons. You know,
yes.
you know, I'm coming from a village, so I know it takes a village to raise a kid.
Definitely.
These kids don't belong to their families alone. They belong to our communities. So they are there representing us in the country. So just urge the listeners and all the supporters of Springbok Rugby to go and come out and watch.
There's
still two more games. There's Fiji and also there's Georgia next Saturday as well.
Yes, that's good. Yes. But thank you, Coach Curry. Enjoy the rest of your evening and have a great tournament ahead. Thank you, Fede.
Thank you very much, Theo.
Cheers, bye.
Ja, dit was Coach Curry van die onder 20 se SA span gewees, net op Casey 107.7. Voor ons gaan afeindig, moet ons Theo natuurlik gou praat oor die wit sentraal uitslag vir hierdie week. Natuurlik weer hele paar spanne wat besig was en Lis was op punte op die telbord te sit. Ons het natuurlik vir Roses United en Bella Vista hierdie naweek te mekaar gehad. Bella Vista wat daai wedstryd gewen het met net 1 punt 29-28. Woolsley ook weer terug, maar ongelukkig te kort gekom teen Hillcrest United met 'n 28-20 wen oor Woolsley. Villages Newton on Newton Villages 25-10 teen Evergreens. Ek was sjokke toe ek daai skof sien, maar congratulations daar aan die Villages. Natuurlik Newton en Tilbag weer hierdie week 41-14. Ek het nog nooit so 'n skoor gesien wat die twee getalle net omgery het. Sien. Congratulations aan Newton wat daai wedstryd gewen het. Delicious Rugby teen Young Blues. Delicious. Ek dink ons het laas week ook van hulle gepraat wat op die oomblik.
Delicious op 'n opwaartse kurwe weer eens in die sa. Hulle gaan van krag tot krag. Goeie rugby wat hulle speel in die span van Ceres, want ek sê albei lyk of die twee Ceres spanne op hierdie stadium goeie rugby speel. Hulle daar vir Young Blues dan met 7 punte gewen en dan is die span van Hemelit wat dan teen Ceres verloor het 32-39, maar net om terug te gaan na die Roses Bella Vista wedstryd. Roses obviously die voorloper nog altyd op die wit sentraal punte leer en 'n span wat moeilik gewen word enige dag op Wellington op Pelican Park. So dit was uitens 'n lekker wedstryd gewees vir rugby. Bella Vista wat in die tweede plek lê op die punte leer aan Nisa en hulle is met 'n punt agter Roses en hulle het Roses met 'n punt geklop. So dit is lekker vir plaaslike rugby dat so lekker opweeg op hierdie stadium in die wit sentraal 'n groot uitdaging. So ons is baie opgewonde vir die komende naweek se wedstryde wat afkom Anisa.
Jermaine, wat sê jy so Roses en Bella Vista lived up to all expectations.
Of course.
They had to. Almal was daar om vir hulle te kyk in die naweek daar in Wellington. Maar ja, daai het ongelukkig vir ons aan die einde gebring. O, jy het nog ietsie.
So ja, Anissa, ons moet ook onthou, die Canadese Grand Prix het die naweek ook afgekom. En obviously die time schedule is hulle Grand Prix, dis hulle soos in Amerika. Is dit maar moeilik betekies om te volg, maar die uitslag is obviously deur. En dit is op hierdie stadium die jong Italianer Kimi Antonelli,
yes,
wat dan nou vir almal tong uitsteek om te wys dat hy is sommer back-to-back gaan hy kyk of hy nie wereldkampioen of hy wil poog om wereldkampioen te word op 'n jong stadium. Hy het eerste geëindig en dan is dit by die volgende man Lewis Hamilton wat geskuif het na Ferrari toe en ons weet die challenges wat hy die laaste twee seisoene met hulle gehad het, maar dit wys of hy ook dalk net 'n koppie of 'n paar sy game gelig aan Nisa en hy het die beste podium wat hy nog in 'n Ferrari gekon gekry het. Hy eindig in die tweede posisie en dan is dit die voormalige wereldbeker of die voormalige wereldkampioen Max Verstappen daar van Nederland. Hy het vir ons in die derde plek geëindig. So dit is die uitslaaf van die Canadian Grand Prix. So Anissa, ons sien uit na die volgende ene en ons is baie opgewonde oor die komende week se sport. Alles het in al die ander kodes ook ons is baie opgewonde om te sien wat voel hy.
Ja, natuurlik die volgende Grand Prix wat plaasvind is op die 7de Junie, so om 3 uur die middag, soos almal kan maar kyk.
Dis 'n lekker tyd.
Dis in Monaco natuurlik gewees, maar ons kan nie uitmis op hierdie week wat die twee streekspanne teen mekaar speel. Dis Paul Regional teen die Northern Regional, natuurlik Jermaine, wat ons net herinner om a die te noem, net die op Casey's Monday Meltdown saam met my en Theo, wat ongelukkig nou tot die einde gekom het, en hulle laat my tyd steel hier, so wat is alright.
Anissa, ons moet een bykie van jou tyd vat, man, ons moet een bykie van jou tyd vat. Ons wil nogmaals baie dankies aan al ons luisteraars wat ingeskakel het vanavond, ons hoop ons kon julle een bykie up to date gebring het met die sport, en ons sien uit daarna na die volgende weekse volprogram, Anissa, so nogmaals baie dankie vir jou, en tot die volgende keer.
Ja, Jeremy Arie sê, hy was ook, hy is ingeskakel, hy wil net vir jou sê, goeie naam, collega.
Goeie naam, Jeremy.
So ja, maar dit ongelukkig vir ons aan die einde gebring van Monday Meltdown. Volgende week is natuurlik weer terug tussen 7 en 8, net hier op KC 107.7.